And of course, spring is here. City of Galesburg Parks and Recreation Department has a packed schedule of activities for families and individuals of all ages. It all kicks off Sunday. Galesburg Tradition. Joining us this morning, Angie Buchan, Recreation Supervisor for the City of Galesburg, along with Luke Bradburn, Recreation Supervisor of Athletics. So, good morning, Angie and Luke. Welcome back.
Hi, thank you for having us.
All right, Angie, I don't know if I should ask you this, given probably what your team has been up to this past week. What's your favorite Easter candy?
Oh, man. Well, I think Reese's Peanut Butter Cups.
Reese's, very popular pick. Luke, same question.
I'm going to have to go Milky Way, but I wouldn't discriminate against any of them.
True, true.
Nobody said Peeps. We're all friends. We can move on. Sunday. How long has this been going on?
This is the 38th year for Easter egg hunt.
Yeah. That's a lot of eggs.
Yes. We just stuffed 10,000 eggs in the last few days. So, yeah, no big deal. Just another day at the office.
So, okay, Sunday, let's walk us through what's going on. Are we looking at another shotgun start?
Yep, so it'll be a 1 o'clock sharp for all the different age groups. So they'll be divided up, I believe it's like ages 2 to 3, 4 to 6, 7 to 8, and 9 to 11. So they'll all start at the same time. And then, you know, it's, you know, a lot of prep, and then it's done in a few minutes. So you make sure you're there on time.
And everything's kind of roped off, too, right?
Yes. So, yep, we have them all in divided areas with signs. And then starting at noon, we'll have Hy-Vee there grilling out for, they'll have, like, food that you can buy there. We'll have our mobile playground truck. And then this year, Smurf at West Rock is going to have a little, like, activity where they're making, like, Easter baskets with you out of, like, cardboard.
Oh,
which
okay.
They make.
That's cool.
Yeah.
And the Easter Bunny will be making an appearance?
Yes, of course. Yes, okay. Yes.
Photos available?
Yes, yep.
Okay. And obviously, this is a free event. Who do we thank for making that possible?
We have lots of different sponsors. So we've got you guys being there as our announcers, which we definitely appreciate because, you know, we got to have those reminders about the 1 p.m. start. We've got Hy-Vee that donated all the candy, Smurf at West Rock, Midwest Bank, Mangieri Electric, Tompkins State Bank, Gale Credit Union, Klinger and Associates, Envision Insurance Group, YEM, Hinchcliffe Pearson West, and James Kelly Law Firm. And then we actually had some leftover prizes because last year Five Below donated like so many different things that we kind of saved some for this time too. So they're also part of our sponsors.
So parking, Shopco building.
Yes.
What was once the Shopco building.
Yep.
And when you say 1 o'clock start.
Yes.
You mean 1 o'clock start?
Yes. We mean start parking at like 12:30 so that you can get over there.
And
yes.
Take into account the walking
the
time.
Crowds, you
gotta,
yes.
Yes. And so watch out for traffic. You got to cross over. So give yourself plenty of time to get there. They're at 1033 South Lake Story Road. But
anything else that people that haven't been before, parents should be aware of?
So the smallest age group, so the age 2 and 3, you can have adults there with to help the kids, but all the other age groups, parents are not allowed inside the rope, so the kids do their own hunting. And then we will have golden eggs there, so if you find a golden egg, it'll have a little prize slip in there, and then after the hunt is over, then you go inside and get your prize.
Nice. Are you able to tell what the prize is?
Well, I will say that like the grand prizes, like, we've got a membership for the water park for a person, which is pretty awesome. And then we also have like a punch card for the water park, so for each age group. So pretty good prizes. And then, you know, lots of candy, toys.
Yeah.
All sorts of good stuff.
Yeah. I would say I learned my lesson last summer because we had not taken the kids Splash Zone yet.
Oh, yeah,
and then
yeah.
We did.
Yeah.
We learned a valuable lesson, which is go there and then just sit down and let them go down the slide as much as possible.
Yeah, yeah.
And wear them out. And it's a great day for everybody.
Yeah, there's 3 different slides. So, you know, they got plenty of stuff to do there. And they'll be open before we know it.
Oh, yeah. I mean, let's talk rest about Lakeside.
Yeah, let's talk facility. About the recreation center. A lot of people don't realize everything that goes on out there. What are the spring hours?
So we're open from 8:30 until 8 p.m. on Monday through Friday, and then 1 to 6 on the weekends. We have indoor tennis courts, which we also have like portable pickleball courts. So right now through April, we do have a pickleball membership that you can purchase or punch cards to use hourly for the like drop-in pickleball times, which has been very popular in the last few months. And then, you know, then May starts and it gets warmer and everybody goes outside. But we have that. We have the indoor multi-purpose courts where we have the batting cage. We have volleyball, basketball, all sorts of good stuff there.
Talking to Angie Buchan, Luke Bradburn with the Recreation Department with the City of Galesburg. So pickleball has really taken off, and you've got cardio pickleball on Thursdays.
Yeah, we do. We have Sue Hewitt leads that class for us, and that's been something that it's like a lunch break exercise kind of activity. It's pickleball, but it's fast-paced, so you don't stop and chase the ball. She just keeps feeding them in at them and hitting it. So, yeah, that's been popular among a certain crowd of the pickleball community, and we've got a lot of the pickleball community here in Galesburg. They've come out in droves for the drop-in pickleball, especially on Friday mornings, Wednesday mornings, and Saturday mornings with some evening times in there, too.
And you have a professional coming in for a clinic, right?
We do. Jeffrey Vandreem's from the Quad Cities. He's come in and done a couple clinics already. The people love him. They keep asking him to come back, so we keep asking him to come back. So we've got another one coming up in late April with him.
What's all the availability for pickleball in Galesburg right now? Where can you play?
Yeah, so we have indoor courts at Lakeside. So we have four tennis courts that divide into eight pickleball courts. So we've got plenty of pickleball indoors at Lakeside. And right now over at the old fire station, we have six courts over there, I believe. So that's really popular as the weather's starting to break. We're seeing more and more people out there, but they're still coming inside too. You know, get out of the wind, get out of the spring craziness. So we have a couple different options. And we will have some more courts out at Rotary Park to be determined when that's coming. But there will be more outdoor courts.
And there's also a men's double tennis league that's starting April 8th, I believe, for a mini session.
Yep, and we have some consistent regulars for that come in, and they do their doubles league Wednesday nights. So that's been popular so far among the tennis group, and we're going to keep them going through April.
And you have a tennis drop-in that's available Tuesdays and Thursdays?
Yep, that's another one where you can kind of come in and pay, I believe it's $10, and play the drop-in hours and kind of come and go as you please.
Okay. Let's talk swimming. Hawthorne Pool, it's open for availability now?
Yep. So we have open swim hours on Monday, Wednesday, Friday from 4 to 6, and then on weekends from 1 to 4. And we do have some random days where we have the Wibbit, which is the inflatable obstacle course, out, usually on a Saturday. We do have, I believe the next one might be April 4th. So you come out and we've got that inflatable obstacle course. The kids love that. And then we also have AquaFit like 5 days a week in the mornings, and then on Monday, Wednesday, Friday on the evenings. So those are always popular too.
And you have spring swim lessons that are coming up. I think registration ends April 5th for that. What's the availability for that?
So we do have spots left. So we have group lessons, we have private lessons, we have semi-private lessons. So if you have like two kids that are similar skill, you know, you can kind of put them together. Definitely, you know, swimming is a lifelong skill that everybody should know. So,
what's the age range for that they can take lessons?
I believe it's up to 18. So I mean, if you do a group lesson, you can definitely, you know, kind of work it to your own level.
Upcoming events, let's look a little further ahead. Touch a Truck is May 6th at Lake Story Pavilion parking lot. Yep. Tell us about that.
Yep. Well, so we usually always have, you know, at least 30 different organizations. It starts at 10 o'clock on a Wednesday. So we get lots of different businesses that are able to participate, you know, kind of geared towards preschool and, you know, early elementary school age. But, you know, last year we had the helicopter. I don't know that we'll get it this year, but we always have great trucks, and I feel like the radio is one of the popular ones when they can talk on the radio.
Blows me away every day.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Singing Frozen. A couple of years I was Frozen all the time.
Then you have the 39th Annual Youth Fishing Derby, May 17th at Lincoln Park. Talk about that one.
Yep, so that is ages 3 to 15. So as long as the kids can, you know, put their own pole in the water, then they can fish. We have 600 prizes. So when a kid catches a fish, they come and they can redeem for a prize at the one of the prize tables. And it starts at 1 o'clock until prizes run out, which is usually about 3. And then the mobile playground will be there a little bit early at 12. Hy-Vee will be there at 12 as well to grill out. So, you know, you can get there and, you know, get your good spot.
Okay. Luke, you're celebrating 1 month on the job. Tell us about your job and what else you have going on.
Yeah, so I've taken over as kind of the athletic side of the recreation supervisors. me and Angie kind of balance a lot of different things. She balances a lot, and I try to catch everything else. So
kind of like pickleball.
That's right.
Yeah.
We're getting going with the athletics. We have a G-Force clinic coming up. We've got 90 kids coming in for that, doing a little volleyball clinic next week for a four-day clinic. So that was one of my first projects getting going. We had an overwhelming registration coming in, figuring that out. But we'll have that going next week. And then looking ahead to the summer and spring, we've got slow pitch softball coming back. So that's a favorite in the area. Registration's out for that now. Early bird's going to end April 6th. Get your team in by the 20th, and we can get going all summer.
Okay. Where do you play softball at, Lake Story?
Yeah, we play it out at Lake Story. We got the two fields out there. And so Tuesday nights become softball night all summer long out at Lake Story.
Okay. Angie, you know, we touched a little bit on the pool. When do you expect the pool to open, and are there any changes this summer?
There's no new exciting things except for maybe the concession stand. We'll probably have some sort of new treat there. It'll open May 23rd. The weekend of Memorial Day is when that opens, and it'll be open, I believe, 11 to 6 every day. Won't be open if there's District 205 is there, but okay. I feel like they should be ending before, as long as there's no more snow days.
Yeah.
Who knows?
We're about out of time, guys.
Yeah.
Angie, Luke, anything else you guys like to add about anything upcoming regards to the Easter egg hunt, fishing derby, all kinds of pickleball and volleyball we got going on?
Well, there's just so many things we have going on, so definitely check out our Facebook page that you can just look City of Galesburg Parks and Recreation. We have a website where you can register for things. If you want reminders on our free programs, you usually can register for those just to get an email reminder. So
right.
We've got lots of things. We've got nature programs, all sorts of different things coming up.